So I am going to jump right in. I'm going to be talking about advocacy and political campaign activities, specifically in the university setting. I'm going to talk about the prohibition that's in the Internal Revenue Code under Section 501c3 of the code. It seemed like an appropriate time given the way the election is going and how close in time it is. And I also note that the prohibition was introduced by a floor amendment by Lyndon Johnson, and I, whose library is right on the University of Texas at Austin campus. So that was seemed fortuitous. I want to note that while the prohibition applies to 501c3 private universities, you know, many public universities have prohibitions on participating in political campaigns. And so hopefully when we get to some of the case studies and hypotheticals, it will be equally relevant to public universities. I'm going to outline the basic prohibition, the elements of the prohibition, and then I'm going to talk about permitted activities that have connections to elections. And throughout, I will talk about these hypotheticals and case studies. And if you have any questions as I'm going on, I welcome them. I'd be happy to answer them as we go along. So Section 501c3 of the code provides that C3 organizations may not participate in or intervene in any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to a candidate for public office.